Greetings. It's amazing how quickly the summer months go by where I live. I don't know if the same is with you, but in the northwest of Washington, it seems that August is one of the shortest months of the year. It seems that season change is in the air. Perhaps there's a spiritual change in the air as well. Change is always in the path to tomorrow. It's important that we focus on what God is doing in the earth. We must not be distracted by what the world is doing. We must see what God is doing. If we fix our eyes upon what the world is doing, we will become like the world. If we fix our eyes on what God is doing, we will be life givers to our world. God gives life, breath, and all things. He's a giver. There's never a time where God cannot be a giver of life. As sons and daughters of God, we are to be the same. What is it that has our attention? Matthew 6:22-23, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? It is easy to be distracted by things of darkness and to think that they are light. Things of the world will inspire us to worry, but things of God will inspire us to see His kingdom rising, and it will empower us to know God in an intimate way. True righteousness is a relationship with God that empowers us to be a testimony of the truth of life in this world. Matthew 6:31-34, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We are worried about tomorrow. We are focusing on the things that the world sees. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, and God in His love is working things out for us in every situation. In a time of the spirit of knowing, we must keep our eyes on intimacy with God and one another. We must not be distracted by the knowledge that makes us word sensitive. We interpret the words of others through the dictionaries of our own hearts and minds. If we can be offended, we will be offended. Only love can make us unshakable in times of offenses. The enemy uses the weapon of a knowledge of good and evil to distract us from exercising the use of love for others that overcomes the judgments of the flesh. God wants us to find unity through diversity, but only God at the center of each of our lives can give us the true unity of life. The enemy uses the weapons of self-will, self-focus, and all manner of selfishness to create division. We must look to God to unite us in our diversity. Are we looking to find unity through a focus on God, or are we looking to empower division by a focus on ourselves? God's love for each and every one is strong enough to transform the hearts and minds of all people. God wants us to be individual people that create a greater corporate influence in our world. The internal kingdom of God empowers us to live for the well-being of others. The enemy seeks to promote a corporate control disguised as benefits for individual people in order to destroy the uniqueness of our life together. The power of the spirit of knowing is that of a free will offering. It is not a matter of taking what others have for ourselves. It is a matter of freely choosing to live for others. It's a matter of freely living to be a community of life. To be a community of life, each member must live to give life to others. The enemy is a thief, and he seeks to empower the nature of a thief within our hearts. A thief is a taker. A taker is inspired by envy, jealousy, insecurity, and a bitter root in their heart that causes strife in some way. The spirit of knowing is a testimony of brotherly love. The enemy seeks to stir up prejudicial division between brothers. The sixth letter of the Church of Revelation was the Church of Philadelphia. The name Philadelphia means brotherly love. This is the fruit that God is going to bring to manifest in our day. We must not be distracted by the weeds in the garden. We must not be distracted by the counterfeits to the truth of God's grace working in our world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.